This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In southwest Montana, in a sensitive wilderness area, the Bitterroot National Forest has approved a logging and burning project along the western slope of the Bitterroot Valley. The Bitterroot Front project, which includes road building, logging, and burning across 144,000 acres, or 225 square miles, has been approved in a project that will be conducted in four phases, with each phase occurring in successive years. More than 215 square miles will be logged or burned along the eastern side of the Bitterroot Mountains from the northern boundary with the Lolo National Forest south to the west fork of the Bitterroot River. Portions of the area bulge farther west along various drainages, including Fred Burr, Blodgett, and Lost Horse Creeks. The Lost Horse and North Lost Horse project units go so far as to butt up against the Selway Bitterroot Wilderness. Commercial logging is authorized on almost 44 square miles, with non-commercial cutting across 5 square miles and slashing to be carried out on 28 square miles. Most of the commercial logging is planned for the southern end of the project area and will occur during the first two phases, or first 2 years. More than 35,000 acres of threatened whitebark pine will be cut or burned as part of what are called restoration efforts. 2 miles of new road and 27 miles of temporary roads will be built in an area that already contains 61 miles of unauthorized roads. Inventoried roadless areas form a buffer between General Bitterroot Forest and the Selway Bitterroot Wilderness, and the roadless rule allows logging and burning in roadless areas as long as the work is within a quarter mile of existing roads or private land boundaries. Burning and logging are planned on 137 square miles within the roadless areas. Just last week, the Trump administration rescinded the roadless rule, which has protected backcountry forest land and wildlife habitat since 2001. The roadless rule essentially protected habitat and recreation as equally important uses, alongside logging, mining, and other intensive destructive uses. Now, with the roadless rule rescinded, commercial logging, burning, and road building are expected to increase in what were protected wilderness areas. Five environmental groups, Friends of the Bitterroot, Friends of the Clearwater, Native Ecosystems Council, Wild Earth Guardians, and Nimi'ipu Protecting the Environment, sued the Forest Service and Fish and Wildlife Service in 2024, challenging how the project deals with thermal cover and road density standards. Missoula Federal District Judge Dana Christensen heard oral arguments April 23rd and could issue a ruling by June. If he rules against the Forest Service, his decision could raise questions about the validity of the Bitterroot Front project. Part of the objections from the wilderness groups to the Bitterroot Front project are that wildfire studies show that logged and thinned areas don't stop catastrophic wildfires, such as the Roaring Lion or the Lolo Peak fires. Such fires erupt due to extremely hot, dry conditions and then are pushed along by high winds. The high winds not only make forests burn hotter, but they also carry fire brands, or burning bits of trees and vegetation, far from the active front of the fire, so fires can spread quickly, leaping over thinned or logged areas. Adam Risson of Wild Earth Guardians said, "Protecting homes and communities from wildfire risks requires creating defensible space within the first 100 feet of a structure, and certainly not miles away in the roadless area. Government funding should support property owners' efforts to implement fire-wise practices, not to support money-losing timber sales that do little to address the high winds, drought, and extreme temperatures that really push wildfires through the narrow Bitterroot Canyons. The Forest Service decision will degrade fish and wildlife habitat and further perpetuate the false idea that the agency can log its way out of the climate crisis." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.